climate change. Climate describes what the weather is usually like over a long period of time. Climate can change naturally, but recent rapid changes in climate have been caused by people increasing greenhouse gases in the air. What is climate change? Climate change is the change in weather patterns that we can see on Earth over a long time. For example, hundreds to millions of years. Climate can change naturally because of changes in volcanic eruptions, ocean currents, the sun. How do you think weather is different from climate? Changes caused by people. People have caused recent changes in climate by burning oil, gas, and coal, and by removing forest and farming. This has caused the levels of greenhouse gases in the air to grow. Greenhouse gases cause global warming by stopping heat from escaping back into space. Can you find out how greenhouse gases are measured? What are greenhouse gases? Greenhouse gases are those that help cause the greenhouse effect. The most common greenhouse gases are water vapor, water in its gas form, carbon dioxide, methane. What is the greenhouse effect? The greenhouse effect is what happens when the sun's heat is trapped by greenhouse gases, and the way sun is trapped by glass in a glasshouse. This causes higher temperatures on Earth. One of the greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, has increased very quickly since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution in 1750. This is when people started burning more fossil fuels, such as coal and oil. This increase in carbon dioxide can be seen on the graph below. This increase in CO2 causes the man-made part of the greenhouse effect that has caused global warming. Why is this a useful way of displaying data about carbon dioxide? And why do you think there is such a strong annual cycle? Antarctica and climate change. In parts of Antarctica, sea ice is melting more, while in other parts, it is increasing. Antarctica can store heat, affecting the climate of the whole Earth because it has a large ice sheet which reflects heat. Most of Antarctica is high above sea level, so cold air flows downwards from high ground. It is a long way south, so not as much of the sun's energy reaches the surface. There is less moisture in the air as it is locked up in ice sheets and sea ice. Saltier water forms around sea ice as salts drain out of freezing seawater. This saltier water is heavier, so it sinks, forming cold water deep down in the sea that spreads out under the world's oceans. Both the ice sheet and the sea ice are likely to change if temperatures keep getting warmer. Changes in the total amount of ice are of great concern to scientists because of their impact on sea level. If an ice sheet is growing, it lowers sea level as water is stored as ice. If it is shrinking, it tends to raise sea level. How high above sea level do you live? How do you think a change in the amount of sea ice would affect the animals that live in Antarctica?